Hello, and welcome to Juno Afternoon. The day is Monday, November 4th, 2019. I'm your host, Christina Love. Today is extra special because it's my first time hosting radio. Today we'll hear from the Glory Hall about how the community can give during the holidays. As part of their monthly check-in, we'll talk with the Juno Police Department about the use of social media in law enforcement. It's Diabetes Awareness Month. We'll hear about healthy choices and a free diabetes reversal class. Those interviews, national native news, bird note, music, and more right here, live and local on Juno Afternoon. Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guest on today's show is here from the Glory Hall, formerly known as the Glory Hole, to talk about how we can support our community's emergency shelter, soup kitchen, and care center this holiday season. Please welcome Maria Lovacek. Full disclosure, I know Maria.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm a huge, huge fan. There's a lot of things I think that people don't know about Maria. And Maria, for people who do know her, would never, ever boast about anything. But how I came to know you is that you've been the executive director for the Glory Hall for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been a huge driving force behind Housing First.
Right.
All while you were pregnant and getting your master's degree.
It was not a hard master's degree.
Oh, my goodness. It was distance. Oh, yeah. Even.
It wasn't social work.
So Maria is.
It wasn't like brain surgery.
Absolutely. You're absolutely incredible. Okay. I'm so excited that you're my first guest. And we get to talk
about
these.
I'm so delighted. I'm so delighted to be here with you.
Okay. So there's two things that I want to talk about. One is that I want to give people information about how they really can help with the holidays. So maybe we could start there. And then there's a bigger question that I have for you.
So this is our annual Thanksgiving box drive. So every year, folks who cannot afford to buy a Thanksgiving meal for themselves, they're not homeless, they have homes, they just need a Thanksgiving meal, they can come to the Glory Hall or to St. Vincent de Paul to get the turkey box. And so I'm just really wanting to encourage people who would like to get a turkey box to please sign up. And you sign up by just calling the Glory Hall at 586-4159 and just say you want to sign up for the turkey box. We're just going to ask you how many people are in your family and your address. So the cutoff this year is November 15th. But if you could please sign up earlier, that'd be really convenient for us because then we could plan better. And then if folks want to start helping us to put these boxes together, it'd be really awesome. So on our website, it says what goes in the boxes. It's like turkey, beans, corn, potatoes. So folks can start dropping all that stuff off. You don't accept fresh turkeys. We just take frozen turkeys. People can throw them afterwards. So if people want to start dropping off turkeys and beans and corn and potatoes and things like that, it would be really great. And also, if people just want to donate to us at www.fitjuno.org when they can buy the stuff for the turkey boxes. But actually, usually we end up with so many things that people bring that we have enough for all of the turkey boxes we give out. Last year, I think we had about 145. We have no idea how many we're going to have this year. But yeah, please sign up so we know. And please start. And you can drop things off at the Glory Hall, 247 South Franklin Street, anytime between 7 a.m. and 9:30 p.m.
Oh, that's awesome.
And maybe when people come, if we could just say that it's for Thanksgiving bucks, because we get a lot of food donations, just so we know to keep it separate for the Thanksgiving boxes.
Okay, so your phone number is 586-4159.
And that's how you would sign up, yep.
Okay.
Or you could also sign up via email, if you rather, and you could just email info@feedjuno.org.
Info@feedjuno.org.
And just say what you'd like to sign up for a turkey box, and how many people are in your family. And then we'll get back to you with other questions.
Okay. And so the deadline is November 15th. And we're strict about that this year?
Well, we say that every year. But really, I mean, it would just really be great if people signed up by November 15th.
Okay.
And we understand that, like, people have things and it's, like, really difficult. And a lot of people, like, what we find is people are, like, really embarrassed sometimes to ask. So people should not be embarrassed to ask. But if we could just make the call before November 15th, it just makes our lives a lot easier.
And you're working with St. Vincent's.
So St. Vincent's does their own turkey signups, but when we do coordinate.
Okay.
So we're going to, like, I don't know if they come on this show or not, but yeah, and their pickup is in the valley, so it's kind of more convenient.
Okay. So 586-4159, if you need a turkey box and you want to let them know how many people you have in your family as well as your address. Mm-hmm. And then if you'd like to donate, then that you can bring that directly to the Glory Hall between the hours of 7:30 a.m. and 9 p.m.
And the items are on our website. Or you can just donate money to our website and then we can have enough money to purchase stuff.
And that's really much easier, right?
Either one.
It? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people really, you know, like it's really cool, like on Thanksgiving, I know it's not Thanksgiving yet, but it's almost here. You know, it's like really cool. Like people like bring their kids and they like bring, you know, like frozen turkey. So we have this like line of frozen turkeys and we have like people bringing in like, you know, like cases of like beans and corn. So like it's actually like kind of cool, I think, like, you know, it's like really like wonderful to like see like the community goodwill like in a very concrete way.
Yeah.
But also like if you're just like, I just want to donate money, you could totally do that. And that actually is like also super helpful because then, you know, like if we have like a gazillion turkeys but like not enough cranberry sauce, we could have flexibility for that.
Right. So everybody gets everything that's on the list.
What we're really excited about this year is Holy Trinity is making us pies again.
Yeah.
So they usually make like 200 pies. It's incredible.
And they're really, really good.
They are
really
amazing.
Really, really good.
They're amazing pies. They're amazing. It's like really remarkable how great they are.
Oh, thank you. So the other question I have, so the kind of the theme of the show is about social media.
Because some people can't use it like me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and like and how it's changing things. And so one of the questions is that people aren't really sure about is whether or not the Glory Hall is moving to the Valley. And I've seen a lot of like mixed comments on that. So, do you want to clear that up?
So the Glory Hall board and staff would really like to move to the Valley. I think we are in the final steps of acquiring the land. And so we are, you know, unless everything goes wrong, like we are, you know, which everything could always go wrong, we are probably going to move out to the Valley.
How did you guys make this decision? And what was kind of the driving force behind making that?
So it was a super painful decision. It took years really to make it. The Glory Hall dorms are inadequate. Like, we're not accessible, and they're, you know, adult people, like, some of them with disabilities, like, sleeping in bunk beds, like, all in the same rooms. Like, there's no place to keep, like, things safe. Like, there's not an adequate number of, like, bathrooms. I mean, it creates conflict. Like, it's just, like, it's inadequate. Like, the dorms are inadequate.
When you mean accessibility, like, for people who have disabilities?
Accessibility. Also, can you just, like, imagine, like, sleeping in a bunk bed with, like, 30 other people, like, some of whom have, like, serious issues? Like you can't sleep. Like,
oh,
the
I
snoring,
totally can.
The bugs. I mean, it's really like it takes a special person. Like temperature control, you
yeah.
know, like I mean the like it's not like it's in no way acceptable by like contemporary standards of what like emergency shelter that's supposed to like promote well being should be. Like we need to promote well being and like we could do that through space. And so but, you know, it took forever to come to this decision because it was one, you know, it was like a limited pot of money. And we really fought, the Glory Hall board really fought that like we can't compete with Housing First for money. And so like Housing First was like a huge gap, permanent supportive housing. Like we didn't have any in Juneau. And so they could not possibly like do a new Glory Hall and build Housing First. And so Housing First phase one has now been open for 2 years.
Yahoo!
And phase one is going to come online at the end of summer 2020. And that's going to add 32 more units. So we're going to have 64 units of permanent supportive housing. And so, like, and that's coming. Like, it's like there's a roof on the phase two right now. It's amazing.
Wow.
Like Dawson Construction is amazing. Like, you should just drive by there. There's like a whole new building. It's like magical how like fast we did it. But anyway, so now that Housing First Phase 2 is, like, well on its way, like we felt like we actually like have time now and capacity to address like our current issue. And the other thing is like the scare with the funding last year like really made us realize that we need to work towards sustainability. And so the Glory Hall owns this building downtown outright. And we really feel that if we are in a much better, like accessible, safe building in the valley, we can use the downtown building to generate operating revenue so we could continue to fulfill our mission of providing food and food shelter and compassion to those most in need.
And so then, like, so the downtown location would be like a soup kitchen?
No, it would be something that would generate money. And all of the services would move out to the valley. And we've been having like a lot of conversations with our patrons about it. And people just like really want a safe place to sleep, like in a safe place to store their things. And like right now, the Glory Hall, we have a van and we're constantly like running.
So would they be able to be there throughout the day as well? So they wouldn't have to leave during the day.
Right.
And I think that like that's something I think about, like as it's getting colder, every time that it gets colder, I always think about like people that have to sleep on the street or even people that are able to be housed at night. Like where do they go during the daytime and what do they do all day?
And you know, like in the thing about like this facility, so, like in the current Glory Hall, like we end up suspending people because it's like really hard for like some people to like be in the space with like so many other people, like, and people end up like, you know, like engaging in behaviors that like feel, make other people like feel like super uncomfortable and like really threatened. And like, and we can't do anything about it right now. But like, if we just had space, like we could just say like, okay, Ms. Lovishuk, like if you could just please, you know, like locate to this area, like where you like could not be agitated, like Ms. Lovishuk could just like totally like go like sit by herself.
Right, you'd
like
see a lot of those trauma responses come down. That would be really, could you come back and we could talk about like what are some of those? I think that there's so many myths about people who are homeless or people who are addicted or people who are mentally ill, you know, that really has a lot to do with the underlying cause of trauma. And I would love to talk about that and dispel a lot of those myths.
And you're like totally like an expert on this. Like I actually, like I learn like so much from you, like every time. I like even see you, I feel like, but like not to mention talk to you, but yeah, you know, and like, and really, you know, like this cool thing about Housing First, like as compared to the Glory Hall, like it's just like, it's a good environment.
Yeah.
Like it's a space that's designed to like accomplish like well-being and safety. And like what we're seeing like from folks there, like is really amazing. So like, I just feel that like all people who are experiencing homelessness like deserve that, like not just people in Housing First. And I really think we can accomplish that through a new, better and safer building.
Oh, man. I'm so happy that you were on today and that we could talk about some of these things that are so, so, so important to me as an individual and to our community. And so just for people to know as a way to give, please go. You can email info@feedjuno.org.
Mm-hmm. Or just go on our website.
Or just go on the website.
www.feedjuno.org. And it's like totally working right now because I fixed it on Thursday.
Woohoo! Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Maria. That's Maria Lovishuk from the Glory Hall.
Thank you, Christina Love. Thank you.